There's a story in the Bible about balloons and hula hoops. Actually, there isn't. But there is one where an awful lot of hot air was mentioned. And of course, your balloons are full of hot air because your breath is hot air. Now, the story that I'm talking about is in Luke 14. If you ever want to check what I'm saying, please do check up on what I say, because I might sometimes get it wrong. Okay, I'm just a human being. But this one is the parable of the great banquet. So somebody was throwing a big party, and he says, I want you to come. Now, he was quite an important man. So if an important man invites you to a party, would you go? Would you go? You wouldn't. What would your excuse be not to go? That's fine. It's your choice. We live in a land of free choice. Why would you not go? Oh, when people are important, he doesn't trust them. So are you saying teachers are not important? Parents are not important? Careful with your statement, young sir. Okay, but I like your reply. Thank you. Anybody else? If somebody important would invite you, would you go to the party? Let's just have a word here. Right. Would you go to a party if you were invited by somebody really important? Do you love parties? I think you do, because you play with your balloon, aren't you? Just nod or shake your head. Okay, how about you? Do you love parties?
Yeah.
And what was your best party ever? A spa one. Wow. That raised the stakes. Hello, a spa party. Love that. Now, this guy invited all his best friends. And they all came up with excuses, also known as hot air. Oh, I'm so sorry, my cow died. I've got to go and slaughter it and just sell it. Oh, I'm so sorry, but my sister, she's not that well, so I can't come to your party. I mean, she's got a pimple and it's just growing. What? She's not unwell, she's got a pimple. Oh yeah, but maybe I need to squeeze it later. You know, it's all sorts of strange, weird excuses. These weren't in the Bible, by the way. But that's the sort of excuses they came up with in the time that they were there. Okay? And then Jesus says, okay then, this party is for everyone. Go into the streets, go into the alleys, very much what you're doing this afternoon, and invite just about everybody. Because this, the word of God, is for everybody. So maybe after today you thought, you know what, I need to invite somebody to a party. Don't do this. May this year, I got a letter through my letterbox. That looks quite posh, doesn't it? It is, because it came from the palace. So it's addressed to Eric, which is me. And when I opened it, I was in great shock, because it says, the Lord Chamberlain is commanded by His Majesty to invite Mr. Eric Cornelius to the garden party to celebrate the coronation at Buckingham Palace. I know, right? So when I read it, what's your name? I'm with Joe. I said, I don't trust this. This is a hoax. This is a fake invitation that somebody, well, as somebody said, that looks rather posh. That looks rather good. The printing is actually in gold at the top. Oh, it is. It is amazing. It is the real McCoy. So I had to say, and then at the back it says RSVP, which means responsible plea. Bit of French for today. So you had to let them know whether you're coming to this party or not. So I kind of thought about it, and I'm thinking, you know what? Don't fancy it. I'm not going. I'm going to write and say, you know what? Ever so sorry. Can't make it. Got to mow the lawn. Got to water the plants. Trains are probably on strike. Can't get to the palace. Also, haven't got the right clothes to wear. All sorts of excuses. Now, that's the biggest lie I've probably told today. Because when I got that invitation, I said to my wife, we're going to the palace. Book your day off at work, we're going. And we had the great privilege of actually meeting King Charles 2 days before he was actually crowned proper king. Now, a lot of us maybe not here, maybe, but maybe you know people, they have the invitation of a lifetime to the party of a lifetime. And yet they're saying, you know what, I've got a life to live. I've got to see my grandchildren into uni. I've got to see my children grow and prosper. Yes, those are all true and noble and good purposes. But do never, ever lose sight of that great invitation to the greatest party ever. Jesus says, you are welcome. Because the Bible says, John 3:16, we all should know that. It says in part of it that none should perish. In brackets, except Eric, he's quite bad. Fortunately, my Bible doesn't say that. Hopefully yours doesn't either. It just says that nobody should perish. That's how much God loves the world. He doesn't want your neighbor. He doesn't want your weirdest enemy. He doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to be part of the greatest party ever. We're going to have a great party in a minute or two. But that's the invitation through some parties, through some games. And hopefully, next time you look at a balloon, next time you... Life has changed dramatically for you today, I understand, by some weird stranger from Eastbourne. But hopefully even more because of the Word of God. Hopefully today you heard about the banquet and you've got somebody in your mind. If it's not you today, please think of somebody that you will invite. Make the effort to invite them to the greatest banquet ever. And it takes them something. We always say, oh yeah, the gospel is free. But it will cost them everything. Because you have to leave everything. You can't take anything with you. So therefore, it is costly. It's not a cheap gospel. Certainly not because Jesus died on the cross. It cost him everything. And he's asking you to accept that. Okay. And if you want to know more about that, speak to people in the church. No doubt they can point you in the right direction. So hopefully through a bit of drawing, a bit of guessing with letters, a little bit of hot air game, we've reached the end of this service where the invitation is open to you, your friends, your family, your neighbors. The best thing you can do is to pray for them. Second best thing you can do is wait for an opportunity to arise. To invite them to an Alpha course, to church, to coffee at your house where you invite another fellow Christian and you just have a good time with them answering difficult questions. We're all still, I suppose we're way out of it now, but some of us are still thinking of COVID time when we were all locked in. Remember that, kids? Remember that when you were locked in? It wasn't a good time, was it? Wasn't a good time. For me, I wanted to leave a legacy going through that time. So I adopted the 12 houses in my street, and I think that's why I got that invitation to the palace. So I adopted the 12 houses that are in my street. There are loads more, but I decided on 12. And every week I hung a bright yellow bag on their door with all sorts of things in it. One of them was a squeezy globe. And I say, I know this is a stressful time. Do not take it out on each other. Take it out on the globe. So just little things like that. So they started to trust this strange guy that hung yellow bags. And then the Portuguese lady over the road from us, she passed away because of the COVID. And her son, after COVID, knocked on my door and he says, here you go. They had kept all the bags. And he says, you must be the yellow bag guy. I don't mind being the yellow bag guy. Because the gospel had gone out, because in the bags are also always the gospel. So find creative ways. This is not to pick me up. This is how God just helped me through COVID. So find creative ways, like services like this. And say to people, actually, we're just going to have a bit of fun this morning. Yeah, we're going to mention the Bible, but hey, the Bible is a great book that none of you mentioned, by the way. Yeah, just slip that in. Just slip that in. The Word of God. So hopefully you've learned something from today. Hopefully you have been reawakened to pray for somebody in your street, in your neighborhood, maybe in your family. And those are the hardest ones to reach. I do know my son walked away from the faith and Satan is using that as a thing in my head. You know, you'll call yourself a youth worker, can't even save your own son. So it's that sort of thing. So there's always a battle going on, okay? The party is there all the time. God's party is going on. But sometimes Satan drags you out of the party on your own in a little corner and he just whispers these things in your, oh, Go back to the party. Go back to God. He's got the best for you. The best wine, White Russian. The best wine is available for you. The best burger will be waiting for us in a minute. So can I have the next slide? Because I think that says Revelation, the next one. It says Revelation, which is where the invitation is to all of us. Revelation 19, just in case you want to check this out. This is where the party, the ultimate party, will finally happen. Now, I'm not ready to go yet to heaven, but I'm ready to live as if I'm going to heaven. Okay? And hopefully you learned that from this morning as well. We've got a final song which fits in exactly with what I'm just finishing with, which is Shine, Jesus, Shine. We have to...